How much do you know about the economy's progress? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Loveless, senior research fellow at the Center for Research and Social Progress, explores whether we actually know as much as we think we do.
A lot of recent work in political science suggests that the people in the U.S. and Europe have only the slightest sense of how the economy is actually doing. Such misperceptions are problematic. If someone doesn't have a sense of how the economy is doing, whether it's improving, or if unemployment or inequality is rising or falling, there is some doubt as to whether they can act in their best interests. In other words, such misperceptions throw a wrench into people's political reasoning and behaviors, such as voting, pretty quickly. In the case of income inequality in the U.S., Americans overall underestimate the level of inequality. And the fairly consistent finding that conservatives tend to underestimate it more than liberals suggests to early researchers that individuals' ideological bias was the best explanation for why people see economic realities differently. We thought we'd put this to the test by comparing the U.S. to a similar country and including other seemingly important things, like the influence of the media and parties. Using the American National Election Studies and the British Election Study, we have been comparing citizens' perceptions of national-level income inequality. And in general, we find the expected ideological biases. Given the choice between inequality is going up, it's the same, or going down, NPR, BBC listening liberals are more likely than Megyn Kelly watching Daily Mail reading conservatives to say that inequality is going up. That is, most people view economic realities ideologically. But while income inequality in the U.S. over the past 20 years has gone up, over the same period in the U.K., it has been going down. Thus, it appears that while individuals' perceptions of national-level income inequality are uncomplicated extensions of their ideological orientations, these perceptions also appear untethered to actual economic reality. This is a problem. When people see really just what they want to see, this nudges us towards the uncomfortable conclusion that what little input objective reality has been assumed to play in people's political and economic choices appears to be approaching zero.
That was Matthew Loveless of the Center for Research and Social Progress. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.